You're listening to SBS News.
Amnesty International says it deeply regrets the distress and anger caused after it alleged the Ukrainian forces were flouting international law by exposing civilians to Russian fire. The head of Amnesty International's Ukraine office has quit in protest over the report, as the organization stands behind its findings. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is outraged by the report, accusing the human rights group of failing to report on Russia's shelling of a nuclear plant in Zaporizhzhia.
Despite the fact that the Russian shelling of the nuclear plant is one of the most threatening crimes against Ukrainians and all Europeans, against everyone's right to live, why is there no report or even a simple message from Amnesty International regarding this? A very eloquent silence, once again, indicating the manipulative selectivity of this organization.
The Ukrainian president says he has warned Europe about the threat posed by the strikes on the nuclear plant.
I spoke today with the president of the European Council, Charles Michel. I informed him about the situation on the battlefield, about the threat that Russia created by striking the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. There is no such nation in the world that could feel safe when a terrorist state fires at a nuclear plant. God forbid something irreparable happens, and no one will stop the wind that will spread the radioactive contamination. Therefore, a principled response of the international community to these Russian attacks on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe, is needed now.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency also raised grave concerns, saying the action shows the risk of a nuclear disaster. But the Russian Defense Ministry says it was Ukraine that shelled the nuclear power plant. A top British general is warning Russian President Vladimir Putin could launch a strike as soon as next spring. General Sir Richard Barons told the Sunday Times Mr. Putin is quite likely to resort to the devastating weapons if he senses he's being beaten in Ukraine.
If Ukraine is successful, as you know, I think we should aspire to, it begins to take its country back. If Putin is still in power and senses that they're going to get rolled over, there's going to essentially be a strategic defeat for Russia, that is cataclysmic for his hold on power in Russia. And at that stage, we absolutely have to think about that under Russian military and political doctrine, they will be tempted to reach for the small nuclear weapons to stop the fight in Ukraine.
The general urges the West to take seriously the fact that 69-year-old Mr. Putin, rumored to be on mood-altering steroids for conditions from cancer to Parkinson's disease, is now likely to employ tactical nuclear weapons if he faces being pushed back in Ukraine. Earlier in the crisis, Mr. Putin said he would only use nuclear weapons if the very existence of Russia is under threat. This comes as Russia announced plans to move forward with referendums in occupied areas of Ukraine for them to join Russia, a plan Mr. Zelensky says will end all negotiations with Ukraine and its allies.
I want to say a straightforward thing. All those who will help the occupiers in any way realize their intention will be held to responsibility. They will be responsible to Ukraine. The position of our country remains the same as it was before. We will not give anything of ours, and if the occupiers follow the path of these pseudo-referendums, they will close any possibility of negotiations with Ukraine and the free world for themselves, which the Russian side will definitely need at a particular moment.
Meanwhile, Russian military spokesman Igor Konashenkov says Russia has killed up to 200 Ukrainian servicemen in the Donetsk region and over 100 in Kharkiv.
As a result of the strike of the Russian aerospace forces on the territory of an agricultural enterprise in Artemivsk, Donetsk People's Republic, up to 130 servicemen, as well as 8 cars and armoured vehicles, were destroyed. In the city of Kharkiv, as a result of attacks by the Russian aerospace forces, more than 100 nationalists were killed.
These claims could not be independently verified. Meanwhile, a Turkish-flagged ship carrying 12,000 tons of corn from Ukraine has arrived in Turkey. The United Nations and Turkey brokered an agreement between Ukraine and Russia last month after warnings that the halt in grain shipments caused by the conflict could lead to a severe food shortage and even outbreaks of famine in parts of the world. The resumption of grain exports is being overseen in Istanbul, where Russian, Ukrainian, Turkish, and UN personnel are working. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.